Good evening. I'm Mark Gooding, ZL2 UFI in Upper Hutt.
And I'm Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL in Upper Hutt.
And I'm Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG from Christchurch.
And I'm Jim Meacham, ZL2BHF in Nelson. And together we bring you the NZART official broadcast for June 2021. Good evening, everyone. Leading tonight's NZART official broadcast is Presidential Comment. From Upper Hutt, here's our NZART President, Mark Gooding, ZL2UFI. Mark?
Kia ora and pomari. Well, another NZART conference has passed us by, and I wish to thank Napier Branch for putting on the event. The weather held for the weekend, with cold mornings but blue skies making the whole experience enjoyable. It was good to catch up with people over the weekend and to see as many of the NZART membership as possible that were present. The setting for the next conference hasn't been set, as the organising team for the cancelled Greymouth event have decided not to proceed further in hosting the event there. A discussion or proposal was put forward that unless another location was put forward, then this team would, on behalf of NZART, more than likely run a conference in Wellington next year. This process of NZART running the yearly conference based out of Wellington may become the norm unless clubs or branches are prepared to step forward. Just on this, the hosting of the NZART Centennial Conference in 2026 has been advertised in Brecon. To date, Auckland are expressing their interest in this event, with NZART Council making the final decision at next year's conference in 2022. If you or your club are interested in this, then I suggest you forward your proposal before the next AGM. One of the outcomes from the council meeting on Friday was an increase in subscriptions for the 2022 year. The reasoning is the continuing costs associated with running NZART, such as, but not limited to, increasing postal costs, operating costs at NZART, wage increases, the list goes on. This is the first increase of subscriptions for 9 years, with the last increase in 2012. There comes a time when, as an organisation, we can no longer operate within the budget we have and need to increase our income. The low interest rates of recent years have not helped our term deposit returns. Therefore, the annual transmitting, non-transmitting full membership will become $115 per year, with a $16 rebate if paid by 30 November 2021. This means that your annual subscription will now be $99. Other rates will be advertised in the next break-in. Debbie will have more to say on this, especially for those paying monthly, as you need to increase your automatic payments. I'm pleased to announce that Daniel Vandenberg, ZL2DRV, is the new Vice President of NZART, taking over from Warren Harris, ZL2AJ. Thank you, Warren, for your assistance over the last 2 years. Amateur of the Year for 2020 was awarded to Don Robinson, ZL2TYR, the CEO of AREC. An article on this will be in the next break-in. The award was for Don's work in securing funding for AREC over 3 years from July 2020 onwards to increase capacity and capability of AREC. So well done, Don. A cool book will be produced this year, being the standard paper version of an 80-page stapled book. It will be posted along with the November-December issue of Brecon. Peter Mulhere, ZL2IK, and Daniel Vandenberg, ZL2DRV, are the two editors producing this edition. Remember to have your branch's details up to date. Check the listings on the NZART website. This is a single source of truth for this information, so don't blame the editors if the information is incorrect when printed. While on the topic of publications, I've had two amateurs approach me to become the next editor of Brecon. So over the next 6 months, I will introduce the processes to them with the hope that I can stand down and we will not only have a new editor, but a deputy as well, which from a succession planning point of view is ideal. I expect that all going well, the new editor should be producing the January-February 2022 issue as their first effort. So watch this space. So that is a brief wrap-up of the news from conference. The minutes and other articles relating to the recent conference will be in your next issue of Brecon. That's it from me. Back to you, Jim.
And thank you, Mark, the President of NZART, Mark Gooding, ZL2UFI. The 2021 Memorial Contest will be held over the first weekend in July. That's next weekend, Saturday the 3rd and Sunday the 4th. This contest was first held in 1946, and in that year was known as the Victory Contest. Its purpose was to commemorate those New Zealand radio hams who lost their lives during World War II. You can find all the details and rules on the NZART webpage, www.nzart.org.nz. Look under calendar dates on the top right-hand corner after opening the webpage. For our NZRT Business Managers Monthly Update, we cross to Upper Hutt, and it's a welcome to Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL.
Kia ora, Jim, and good evening, everyone. The 60-metre sub-licence still appears to be a sought-after frequency, with a total to date of 223 now listed on the NZRT webpage. Applications have slowed a little, however, due to time constraints, we can now only process these one day a week, which at this stage is on a Wednesday. So be sure to get your applications in before the close of business on a Tuesday to have access to this frequency before the following weekend. Any questions pertaining to the sublicense not detailed in Schedule A of the application needs to be addressed directly with Mark Sullivan, ZL3AB, Phil Holliday, ZL3PAH, or Bob Bernal, ZL2CA. As Mark mentioned, subscriptions will increase in 2022. So please take note of the new amount to be paid, but more importantly, the rebate, if applicable. The amount is now $16, only if your subscription is paid on or before the 30th of November this year. However, for those who have opted to pay regularly, that is weekly or monthly, you are not eligible to deduct the rebate. But I will send a letter to all those who currently are paying by automatic payment, as you will probably need to increase your monthly contribution. Lastly, while we warmly welcome visitors to NZRT headquarters, we do ask that you please either phone or email us in advance. This way we can have sufficient time to spend with you when you get here. Although we have a lovely new office with a lot more space, our opening hours remain as before. Therefore, we need to make sure we can prioritise our work, but also have time to answer your valuable questions while you're here. We also have the facility of a boardroom for any meetings. Again, this too needs to be booked in advance, and any catering requirements will need to be arranged by the person holding the meeting. Well, that's all from me, Jim. Back to you.
Thank you, Debbie. Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL, the NZART Business Manager. Now to just a few other keynotes from conference in Napier. The roll call revealed that 1,360 members were present or represented. The number required to achieve a quorum was 1,070. To the conference remit, this was spoken to by the CEO AREC, ZL2TYR. It was put to the meeting by the chairman and was carried on voices. The Break-In Awards for 2020 were made by the Break-In editor, Mark Gooding, ZL2UFI. The best general article went to John Moriarty, ZL2JPM. The Best Columnist Award, that was made to Craig Crawford, ZL3TLB, for his Milestones column. The Best Technical Article Award was made to Murray Greenman, ZL1BPU, for his article on signal generators. A Jumbo Godfrey Award was made to Greg Banks, ZL2BZH of New Plymouth Branch 27. The Youngest Examination Award went to 9-year-old Joshua, ZL3MHZ. The Rothschild Cup for the branch with the most examination passes went to Christchurch Branch 05, with 34 examination passes in 2020. A full report of the Napier 2021 NZART conference will be in your July-August issue of Break-In. For an update now on amateur radio news from around the world, we join the team at the Amateur Radio Newsline.
Our top story this week takes us on a seagoing voyage with a brave young man in a small boat. He's got his oars in the water and a ham radio beacon on board. Jeremy Boot, G4NJH, navigates that report for us.
An experimental amateur radio beacon is making a 3,000-mile, 80-day journey across the Atlantic Ocean in a rowing boat, its second such trip this year, as the sole companion of French adventurer Guirec Soudé. The 1-watt WSPR beacon, transmitting on 30 metres 9 times an hour, is not there for Gyrix entertainment, according to Anthony, F4GOH, who built the beacon with Maurice, F6CIU, for their friend's adventure. It's designed to help keep track of him if his satellite phone fails. Gyrix and his rowing boat, Roman, left Cape Cod in New England, bound for his hometown in Brittany, in France, on Tuesday the 15th of June. It was the second leg of his voyage, which began in December, when the young adventurer left the Canary Islands for St. Bart's in the Caribbean. A veteran sailor at 29, Gyrix, in 2013, became the youngest person to sail to Alaska. During the first part of this latest trip crossing the Atlantic, he capsized twice en route to the Caribbean. Anthony told Newsline, "Safety is the priority," adding that the beacon has been transmitting his French call sign. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Jeremy Boot, G4NJH.
If you've ever had a project keep you at the bench for hours, or you've had to postpone it because of technical issues, you can probably relate, if only a little, to the task just completed by ISS astronauts Thomas Pesquet, KF5FYG, and Shane Kimbrough, KE5HOD. The two, who arrived on board the International Space Station in April, completed a six-hour spacewalk on Sunday, June 20th, to install a new array of solar panels designed to boost power supply on board the ISS. Thomas is with the European Space Agency and Shane is with NASA. The two are veteran partners in projects such as this. The installation marked their fourth spacewalk together. The walk, June 20th, was designed to complete the work the two had begun during their walk Wednesday, June 16th, which was halted by technical issues before they had a chance to complete the work. Just a reminder that even as hams in North America get ready for Field Day, one of the world's largest amateur radio events, Ham Radio Friedrichshafen, continues this year as a virtual event. The fair is taking place from June 25th to June 27th with lectures in German and English. The two-dimensional virtual fairgrounds is based on the original one in Germany and will feature exhibitors and special interest groups who are able to interact with visitors through video chat. A prestigious medal has been awarded to one amateur radio operator in Australia whose name is already well known to a group there known as the Old Timers. Robert Broomhead, VK3DN, has the details.
Congratulations to Bill Roper, VK3BR, who received the Order of Australia Medal in the Queen's Birthday Honours List. The award was given for his service to amateur radio. Bill, who was recognised on June the 14th, was among 1,190 Australians honoured on the list. Since the late 1990s, Bill has been the editor of Old Timers News, the Radio Amateur Old Timers Club of Australia journal published twice a year. He is a life member and membership secretary of the club and a former president and secretary. Bill also has a long history of service to the Wireless Institute of Australia, serving as treasurer of the Victorian Division from 1962 to 1972 and federal office manager from 1989 to 1993. Well done, Bill. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Robert Broomhead, VK3DN.
In the dead of winter at the South Pole, what can bring warmth to the challenging lives of research scientists working there? Why, radio, of course. Jim Meachin, ZL2BHF, shares their story.
On the 60th anniversary of the Antarctic Treaty, declaring the frozen continent devoted to peace and the study of science, the continent was transformed, if only for a short while, by radio. On Midwinter's Day, the 21st of June, those working in the trio of British Antarctic Territory research stations exchanged traditional gifts and then enjoyed the warmth of the BBC Midwinter broadcast on the BBC World Service. In a spot on the planet that has not seen the sun since the middle of May, Midwinter's Day marks a turning point, and the comforting waves of radio will soon be followed by rays of sunshine once more. Jerry Gilliam, station leader at the King Edward Point Research Station in South Georgia, said the radio and celebrations have already brought some light into their lives. He said, quote, "We'll get messages and photos from every station, and there's a sense of wider community and camaraderie with these people we'll never meet but have something in common with," end quote. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Jim Meachin, ZL2BHF.
For now, with Karen Eve Murray, KD2GUT at the news desk in New York, and our news team worldwide, I'm Don Wellbanks, AE5DW in Picayune, Mississippi, saying 7-3. And as always, we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2021. All rights are reserved.
And as always, we say thank you to Newsline for the use of their copyright material. Finally, in tonight's official broadcast lineup, it's Branch News. Here's Stephen McNeil, Sidhill 4HG.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. We have just a few items for tonight. And we start with the Napier Branch 25 NZART, fresh from organising the NZART conference over Queen's Birthday weekend. Their next general meeting will be on the 7th of July, starting 7:30pm at the Latham Street Clubrooms in Napier. After the general business, John ZL2VAF will give an update on AREC and where that organisation is headed for the future. To Nelson Branch 26, where the next fox hunt is on Sunday the 25th of July. Check in at 1pm on Nelson 7025. The area of interest is within a radius of 3 kilometres from the broadcast antenna at Saxton Field. Clues will be given on air, and that'll be on 145.5 MHz. 145.5 MHz. The latest finishing time will be 3:30pm, and there will be an after-match function for a catch-up later on. If you've got more questions, talk to the organiser, Andrew ZL2HZ. And finally to Otago Branch 30 NZART, where the next meeting is on Wednesday, July the 7th, starting 7:30pm at the clubrooms in McKendree Road in South Dunedin. Jeff ZL4AI will give a rundown on NEC for antenna modelling. That's all from me. Back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Stephen. Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG, reporting from Christchurch. The next official broadcast of NZART will be made by ZL6A at 8pm on Sunday, the 25th of July. This is ZL6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, concluding the NZART official broadcast for June 2021. Good night, everyone. Good night now.